You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That we are observing at this moment is called counting the Omer. It's brought in Parshat Emor. The mitzvah that every night we count the Omer right after the first night of the Pesach. So now, it's brought in the Torah, Omer actually is an offering. How this offering was brought? With what? Sorry? What was the offering of Omer all about? What did he bring?
Flour.
Barley?
Flour.
You sure?
Yeah.
What kind of chumash you have? You sure? Yes, exactly. Barley. How do you say barley in Persian?
Joe.
Very nice. Not Yosef. When Omer, the offering, they would bring barley. So now, at Shavuot, they call it, what do you call Shavuot? Shavuot, what is Shavuot? Moadeh, Moadeh Gol, Chasag Baruch, yes. Matan Torah, why they call it Moadeh Gol, Persian? The festival of flowers, why?
It's of the time of life.
Chasag Baruch, why they call it Moadeh Gol?
Torah,
don't copy the Torah. When the gave the Torah and he told them Israel, the Matan Torah, all the Asur the world, every word he said turned to
flower.
That's what they call them more than God. That's what they decorate the house, the Knesset, the flowers, plants.
I know.
Yeah. So on that day, 6th of Sivan, all the flower shops are closed. Because the whole Ma'amad HaSinai was full of flowers. It's been, Hashem spoke, every word turned to a flower. So we bring an offering, as he said in the Torah, in Parashat Emor. What type of offering we bring? Two bread. So that's the offering that bring in Shavuot. So now, there's an interesting message here. When we came out of Misraim, on Pesach, they bring barley. And then, at Shavuot, we bring bread. So you explain that barley you give it to who? To animals, right. You give it to the animals. It's a food of animals. So now, at the Shavuot, bread. Who eats bread? Sadiqim, yes. So they came to eat bread. So now, why, when we came out of Misraim, we had to bring the offering of the barley, and then at Shavuot, we have to bring bread. What's the message here? Why the offering is changed?
Because of the Torah, the status of the things is changing from the barley, Shalom, like they have there for the animal to for the...
Chazam, wow, very nice. Yeah, I agree with Mr. Dag. Yeah, Chazam. So Hagelan of Shalom explains a very beautiful message, and that is that when we came off Misraim, so we were assimilated 210 years with the society of Egypt. So now our studies was not that great, so we needed improvement for 49 days. So we had to go through schooling, we had to take courses every day. So now for 49 days, 7 weeks, we had to work on ourselves. So now, from the status of barley, we suppose we have an obligation to reach the level of
bread,
that is the human being, that will be deserving to receive the Torah. So this process that we're going through, the task here is that we become better, improved, positive, understand why we're here. Why are we here? Not in Beit Knesset, in this olam. To make our Avinu Sheva Shamayim happy. So that's why this timing, actually, very soon, Rambam Zatzal explains, 49 days is going to be Chol HaMoed. That means, from Pesach to Shavuot, we have 50 days of Chag. You know what that is? 50 days you celebrate, because the purpose of Passover was to get to
Shavuot,
to get to Moed Gol. Happened to be a story about a gentleman, a secular businessman. So the story was brought, he went to Philadelphia, to somewhere. He took a train.
He sat in the place and noticed a young man with,
I don't know if you have seen, like people, they have like black hats and they wear black suits. You have seen people like that?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, they have beards. You saw people like that?
Yes.
Yeah. So he notices somebody sitting right next to him with that description. So he looks at him again for 20 minutes, you know, he goes back and forth. And all of a sudden, he blows up and tells him, I'm very sick and tired of Jews that still feel that in the Middle Ages. So he tells him, what's wrong with you people? Why are you wearing this big hat, this color black suits?
I even know Yiddish.
So the young man looks at him and he tells him, I'm very, very terribly sorry to offend you, but I'm Amish. You know what that is? So the man tells him, I beg your pardon, I'm very, very sorry that maybe I disrespected you. I respect your belief. I understand, you know, your culture, and I respect it. So the young man waits. When he finishes, he tells him, and he answers him back in Yiddish. He tells his, for a Gentile is wonderful, but for a Jew is a disgrace.
If he's Amish, so you will respect him. But if he's one of you,
cannot take it. And that's such a unbelievable message that unfortunately, how, as a Persian they say, usually the chicken of the neighbor is, what is it?
Gaz.
That's how, unfortunately, we look at things. But whatever that we have, we don't appreciate it. We don't value it. And that's what exactly this timing is all about. We have to go from barley to bread. Why? Because when we came out, you know, that's what our mentality was all about. We're Mitzri, we're Egyptian. And that's what happens to us. We come to Galut, we come to Los Angeles, we're in Spain, we're in Germany. That's what happened. That's what it was all about. That's what, unfortunately, we went through. You know, in Persian, actually, in Arabic, Ayn and Aleph changes. Omer and Omr, Rambam says. When we count Omer, that is a message for Omr. Your life, what are you going to do with it? What's happening with you? What are you doing with your life? That's what we counted. That every day should be given the counting. Chas v'shalom. You know, a day passes by, today, you have opportunity, anything in life you can buy. You pay money, you buy. Anything in life, you pay, you can purchase. There's one thing in life you cannot buy. You know what that is?
Oh.
1 minute. 1 minute that has passed, you're offered $1 million. It's gone, finished. And that's what exactly the whole counting is all about. Count it, don't waste it. Don't make it tabah, because you cannot replace it. You cannot take it back. Hashem is like, you know, that instead of appreciating the Amish people, we'll give value and importance to Am Segula, that Hashem picked us and we became the selected nation of Ribono Shel Olam. And Hashem is like, you know, to make our Avinu Shebas Shamayim, our Father in Heaven, happy, Bezad Hashem. Do His Ratzon, Bezad Hashem, and Iskebi Yeshuot, and Bezad Hashem, Shum, Bring Boba.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.